It's almost the weekend. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Just went through the TSA a couple of more times in four different airports and no problems. I think they're listening to the show and they know that we've got cameras rolling and we're ready. We're ready to take them on. It hasn't happened to me, but I have seen some things happen to other people and then some other crazy, I think, lapses in security that just make you shake your head and say, you have to be kidding me. Seriously, I'm going to tell you about two little bus rides I took behind planes at two different airports. Anyway, I hope you had a fabulous week and you're ready to kick back and enjoy perhaps some of the NFL action this weekend. Or maybe just flat out chill and not watch anything. Just hang out with your family or your buds or, you know, whatever. But before we do that, boy, we've got some serious stuff to talk about when it comes to the action on the Hill. The lame duckers are at it. They really are. There's a bunch of quacking going on, let's say. And what's going to happen with the tax cut bill? What's going to happen with don't ask, don't tell? What's going to happen with the START treaty? Anything? Is there going to be a new START treaty? Gorbachev is having his say to the Republicans. He's saying, pass the new START treaty. Yeah. I happen to see an interview with him somewhere. It might have been Newsmax or might have been CNN. I don't know. But saw that headline and got a chuckle out of that. Of course, pass the START treaty. Because that makes sense for the Russians, doesn't it? It makes sense to just, I think it makes sense to continue along that path anyway. I don't know that it's going to happen. I think there's more discussion to be had. I don't think it's going to be the layup that some thought it was going to be. So let's dive right into the world of politics before we get to some of the other odds and ends across the country, including, I think, some real big justice issues. But first, let's talk about don't ask, don't tell. And don't ask, don't tell look like, especially with heavy on the Democrats, that this was going to be something that was going to happen before the new Congress took over. But not so fast. Apparently, there wasn't enough to go around, and the Senate Republicans actually blocked the repeal of don't ask, don't tell. So here was Senator Susan Collins' take on that.
This issue is one that we are going to have to deal with sooner or later. The courts are ruling in a way that appears evident that this issue is eventually going to get to the Supreme Court. We should be listening to the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who have pointed out the chaos that would ensue if they have to implement this overnight.
All right, what's the story behind this story? That, of course, the main senator who's considered to be a moderate Republican. She's been working with Harry Reid, actually, to overcome some of the main objections from people like Senator McCain and others in the Republican Party. She wants repeal, but she sided with McCain in September because the Pentagon report hadn't cleared yet, hadn't come out. Remember, they were talking to all the people in the military. They had sent out queries to get them back to find out what they thought the people on the combat lines and the rest of the military, the guys that each and every day are really out there in the thick of it. So that was McCain's deal, and that's what she said, too. Now, to be certain, one challenge is that 42 Republicans signed a letter. Are you ready for this? What do you think the other shoe is? They signed a letter saying they're not going to vote on any kind of legislation until work is done on tax cuts and some of the other economic stuff. So, see, once again, the hostage thing works, and they've discovered that when Obama gave in on the Bush tax cuts in exchange for unemployment being extended for 13 more months. So Defense Secretary Robert Gates, as Senator Collins said, and of course Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mike Mullen, both have been on record several times testifying, saying they support repeal and they're pushing Congress to act before the federal courts do, because congressional action would give the Pentagon more time to implement the new policy. That's their big concern, that they don't want this heaped on them at the last second, and then it causes problems in the field. That if they're going to do this, they need to do it. They want to do it. And the Pentagon, remember, was saying, we're going to wait, because it might be disruptive at first, but it won't create long-term problems. And you got to get that magical 60 number if it's going to get repealed. Repeal of the policy has been tied up, pretty much held hostage in a different way, in a bigger bill to authorize Pentagon programs and give the troops a pay raise, you know, defense. So the inner workings, see, one thing is always tied to another. I mean, that's what happens. I mean, that's politics. That's the nature of politics. You give me this, I'll give you that. You said you're going to do this with a tax bill, then let's get that tax bill done. Otherwise, forget about it. Now, speaking of the tax bill, Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said that it's going to happen, that it's with these tax cuts that are going to expire on January 1st, some deal is going to get done here. In fact, here he is in his own words.
The White House strongly believes that at the end of the day, Congress will give the American people a vote on a plan that prevents their taxes from going up by several thousand dollars at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, that's not good. Nobody wants to get through the holidays, jump into the new year with all this optimism, and because that's how the beginning of the year always starts. I'm going to do this, this, and this. I'm going to spend more time with my kids. I'm going to lose 20 pounds, whatever. People make the resolutions, and for at least a week or two, they stick to it. And they certainly don't want to get clobbered while they're dreaming that they're going to accomplish all these great things with the fact that they're going to slam with more taxes. And, you know, you could make an argument, as many of you have when you've called this show, as to, like, Tomas in Michigan and Don in Wyoming. Well, we got to pay the piper at some point, so why not now? Look at where we are. What are we going to leave our kids? Nothing at this rate. Absolutely nothing. Because we're not going to have anything left, right? So on the Gorbachev comments, I wanted to clarify that. It was Newsmax that did the interview. And Gorbachev, who was, of course, the former leader of the Soviet Union, and was famous for all the negotiating he did with former President Ronald Reagan, and that ultimately led to what, that wall has to come down and the end of the Cold War and all that sort of stuff. And Gorbachev said that they shouldn't play this political game right now, that what they need to do, it's this tightrope dance, is just too tight, and what they should do is pass this whole START thing and move on, because it's just too important to do that. And remember, he's thinking, go back to the Cold War. Now, the new START would limit each side to 1550 as far as offensive nuclear weapons, which a lot of nuclear experts will tell you that's more than enough to maintain deterrence. Some additional information on the flip side. Stay with us.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
The president finds himself in that position, I think, with the latest row over the tax cuts. We're going to get to that in just a second, but I wanted to clean up the whole start thing and some final thoughts on that. So Gorbachev is saying, look, just pass this new start treaty. I told you the amount, both agreeing to that, and then that would be the necessary deterrent, okay? So if you say, look, you can have $1,550, I'll have $1,550, and we'll call it a day. And feel good about that, and let's try to keep it that way, right? We'll both sleep with one eye open, but we feel good. We're friends, aren't we friends? So here's the thing, though, that a lot of people don't realize, and I know we've talked about this on ATN, so many of you realize this. This is a smart audience, but when we talk about what the advantages that Russia enjoys, 10-to-1 or 20-to-1 advantage in tactical nuclear warheads over the U.S. So what difference does that make? What do you think those weapons are? It means they're pretty destructive. And it means that right now, if I were to say to you, and we were in a situation where we were doing like a civics class or something, and I said to the class, just like I'm saying to this audience, who do you think is the world's nuclear superpower right now, today? And you know what the answer to that is? Mother Russia. Mother Russia, more nukes than the United States by far, what I just mentioned, 10-to-1, 20-to-1. Ooh. So here's the deal. John Kyle, the senator out of Arizona, wanted to spend, and every time we say spend anything, I shudder. But that's because of some of the mistakes that were made in the past. But what do you not spend or spend on your defense budget? How about $84 billion to modernize U.S. nuclear warheads? Now, what Obama is saying is, look, if the treaty doesn't prevent us from developing and deploying missile defenses, but because it's non-binding. So that's the whole thing. So we're signing, it's like my brother, who's an attorney, says all the time, a contract's no good unless both sides are giving something up. And even still, we know people can renege on contracts, and then you end up in court. So in this case, it is a non-binding agreement. It's just a relationship, an interrelationship deal. And it's non-binding. Because the U.S. wants a missile shield for protection against attacks from the rogue nations, and that's what scares me. Who else is trying to assemble a nuclear warhead? Four letters, Middle East, starts with an I. That's a big hint. So I think we need the missile shield. Definitely we need the missile shield. And Russia's going to say the same thing. Russia's saying, look, we have no choice but to arm ourselves against new threats if we don't ratify the START agreement. But what are the chances are that they still aren't trying to do that? Now, here's the thing. You have the independent parties that go in to supposedly count the nukes. And I guess if you agree to that, that would be one way. But do you really think that there wouldn't be some backup system, I don't know, that we wouldn't know about? Wouldn't it be naive to think that we wouldn't, it would be naive to think that we know all? I would say, yeah, probably not. Here's something, too, that was interesting that I happened to catch when I was in New York. In the Wall Street Journal on Tuesday, Condi Rice wrote an op-ed saying that she supports the New START, but she also said in the body of it that she thinks there needs to be something in there somewhere that the Senate should make it clear that there's going to be no link whatsoever between offensive weapons and missile defenses. And what she's saying, since she was there for the White, you know, in a role where she was personally part of this game, she said she personally witnessed Moscow's tendency to interpret every utterance as a binding commitment, saying that it would be a binding deal because that's the way they think. So you have to be careful when you negotiate with the Russians, right? Makes sense. Okay, so let's talk about the tax cut deal and what's going to happen there. Obama's being ripped all over the place by a lot of liberal groups who can't believe that he's given in. And why is he making a deal? Okay, I want the unemployment, so you're holding me hostage, so I'm going to sign off on the compromise where I freeze the Bush tax credits or tax cuts. So now here's what's happened. There is a TV ad called Obama's Conscience that is airing in Washington, D.C. and two Indiana areas that rip Obama for appearing to break his promise, remember the campaign trail, and once he was in office, not to continue all the Bush-era tax cuts. And here's pretty much, I'm going to set it up for you. The commercial features Obama saying of John McCain in April of 2008 when he was running in Indiana during the stop. He's promising four more years of tax cuts for CEOs, but George Bush's economic policies still offend my conscience, and they still offend yours. And, of course, people went crazy. I think that was the lead line from the day on a lot of news stations across the country. And then the screen, basically, in the spot goes dark, and the text comes up that says, if Obama won't fight for his promise, Congress needs to. Yeah, so this one's not going away. I mean, this one's going to count for Obama, I think, for a while. It's because this is going to hang on if it goes through. And the ad was put together by the Progressive Change Campaign Committee. They're the ones that pumped out the television ad. And I heard it's going to just air all over Washington so that anybody turns on the tube in D.C., they're going to see this. And that was the purpose, was because figuring that some of the people that are in town will see it anyway. All right, speaking of politicians, since we're going down this road, let's keep kicking the can in this direction for a second here. John Boehner is saying that he's going to cut his budget by 5%. How about that? And he's expected to be the next Speaker of the House, and he says it's going to be one of his first votes. He is doing 60 Minutes, I guess, this week, and he's saying that it would save the federal treasury $25 million to $30 million if we were able to cut that the budget. So he's saying he will cut his own by 5%. And when we're talking about trillion-dollar deficits, Biner, this is what he's been talking about all along. And so have many people in Washington, that we have to start someplace, somehow. Like I said before, many of you have called to say that. So you've got to do cuts. So he's saying he would cut his own budget. So that's where you could start. I'll cut my own budget. And can you imagine if everybody else cut it? And he said that the Republicans plan to move a spending cut bill every week over the first 3 months that they're in office, in power. Ooh, boy, there's going to be a lot of people in government work that are going to be concerned about their jobs. No question about that. In fact, I've already heard some of that. Somebody that I know in the Navy is concerned about hiring because there is a hiring freeze, essentially. So why do you need somebody that has that key pivotal role when you're trying to place people, but then you don't have that job anymore? Well, the answer is, yeah, the job's gone. I mean, if they're going to cut somewhere, they could cut something that they think is obsolete if you're not doing what you were initially hired to do, right? And now WikiLeaks. We haven't even talked about WikiLeaks. We're going to do that in a second coming up on the flip side, because there's more and more and more and more. People can't get enough of the whole WikiLeaks thing. And, you know, I like to say that this is a show about water cooler buzz. Have you had enough of WikiLeaks? Are you sick of it? Do you even care about Julian Assange? That's a good thing. You can weigh in on that at 800-259-5791. But what I'm wondering is, now are there going to be attacks in retaliation to try to block the WikiLeaks website? Apparently there is. That is happening. There are people that are doing that. So the supporters of WikiLeaks are vowing to hack away, and to really step up to the plate and swing for the fences when it comes to a cyber attack. That and more coming up next on Odds and Ends here on ATN.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
In your two cents. I've been remiss. I have not thrown out the numbers enough. Just got a note here from Jake in Austin. He's like, hey, you haven't even said the numbers. Of course, Jake has never called the show, but he sends a tons of email. It's nice that you're listening for those numbers. 800-259-5791. We really are doing the all over the map thing during this show because there's so much going on in Washington and elsewhere. I was just talking about the START Treaty. And before that, of course, what's happening with the tax cuts and some of the maneuvering that's happening with this lame duck Congress. Just a couple more weeks of this, and then the next Congress comes in January. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hello, Dale.
Yes, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, fine. I wanted to comment briefly, if I might.
Uh-huh.
A story my cousin related to me about a woman who was having trouble with her husband. She tied him to the bed and then put a weapon on his junk, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and gave him the ability to make one call, and it couldn't be to his girlfriend. And, you know, we joke or have a chuckle about that sort of thing.
Right.
But domestic violence is a serious issue. I started monitoring some of the police traffic around here. 82% of the calls in one evening were domestic violence calls.
Mm.
So it is a serious issue. And allow me to share just a bit of pride in your, as a regular listener, that you participated in this. It's really important, and we thank you for it, Kate.
Oh, thanks for saying that, because I really didn't feel like we did much other than just be part of the conversation. But I the show is going to get more involved. I met a couple there, the Mitchells, whose daughter, beautiful young girl, graduated from St. Joe's, 21 years old, the whole life in front of her, and 3 weeks, and we had them on the show, and 3 weeks after she graduated, she was murdered. And her name was Kristen, and they, of course, were beyond distraught and have raised a lot of awareness and actually are starting to get the dialogue going in classrooms at younger ages so that kids can be aware of what the line is and what not to do and what to do when you're dating and all that kind of stuff, which I think is great because people don't realize that. If you're the father of a young woman or just even a teenager and you're dating, you don't, you know, they don't want to tell you very much, and they don't know what I think the red flags are. That's part of the problem. That's probably why that statistic, 1 in 3 women, that's shocking, I think.
Oh, it is. It is. And, of course, these folks are going to live with this every day, the rest of their life. There's not the opportunity for...
To go back.
Go back. There's not going to be opportunity for grandchildren and so forth and so on.
Yeah.
And many people will suffer from that, but your attention to it is appreciated very much.
Well, thanks.
I wanted to comment about the WikiLeaks situation. I know there's some of this information that's coming out that it is interesting to know. The classified information I don't think ought to be out there, but I guess I have an interest in why this young PSC, you know, chose to do that. I don't know what if he was mad about the gay rights issues, but gosh, you know, that's somebody, and I say it tongue in cheek, I think I could bond with. You know, first of all, I'd take him a flashlight because he's going to be so far down in the ground at Leavenworth that the law of physics doesn't allow electricity to run down that far.
Right.
But he sure needs to know that he's put a lot of American men and women in danger. And I can't imagine what he was thinking about.
He was thinking about money and the exposure and all the things that are part of what that grab bag became when that site got bigger and bigger. But you're right. How many people, you know, this is the sideshow to this whole thing. It comes back to the same thing. What ultimately, how many people are damaged because of it?
Yeah.
You know, how many people are damaged?
How many, Afghanis, for example,
yes,
that may have been willing to work with us,
yes,
are no longer going to.
Right, and that's, remember, that's General Petraeus' thing, that they're not supposed to shoot, you know, don't shoot, don't, none of that, that it's all about gaining the trust in diplomacy. Well, that trust is shot if all their names are out there. You're right.
Well, I don't believe in general violence, but I'd like to take a rusty scalpel and a pair of pliers to this kid if we can get any answers out of him as to, you know, why he would do such a thing. But anyway, I hope that we can minimize the damage and move forward.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, thanks for the call.
You bet.
So, and speaking about WikiLeaks, after releasing all those dispatches, the website is certainly now the center of global attention. There's no question. I mean, there's now this, as I was mentioning, the cyber war by hackers who support or even oppose it while it's, you know, what it's doing. So it's turning a spotlight on Julian Assange, some of it harsh, some of it not. And what people are saying is if this is truly about having an open government, having openness, then why isn't he open? I saw something about that today. So Assange was jailed in London on charges of sex crimes, and he's been very, playing it very close to the vest about his tactics and where he is. And many of his staff have left him. The people who were part of WikiLeaks have just gone. And the computer hackers who really blew up the websites like PayPal and Visa after those companies ended their ties to WikiLeaks were also very secret. Very secret. Very, tough to trace that, obviously. So you have secrecy in government. Now you have secrecy with the WikiLeaks people. In fact, the Operation Payback is what they were calling it. And the group, which is anonymous, is called Hacktivists. And that's what they did. They went after a couple of different people, a couple of different big sites, who they thought were screwing with Julian Assange. So they just would pick, okay, well, whatever company, like the two I mentioned, and then go after them. And, you know, this is the key thing here. What happens to Internet freedom? We've got this wild, wild west, this free flow of ideas. But the more deceptive and hurtful and revenge and secrecy and all that kind of stuff, when the people who want to control the Internet, this gives them juice. This gives them something to put their claws into, right? It's like Facebook. Facebook continues to try to balance on that thin line. Zuckerberg, this is his baby, he's always struggling for the right words when he's really pressed to the wall about the privacy and openness of it, you know, how much information is out there. So as somebody who grew up through the journalistic ranks, you know, when you're in journalism school, they hammer it into your brain about, or they used to, about sources and how you dance around that line and how you, I don't know, for lack of a better way to describe it, how you handle the information you get that breaks stories, the secretness of the information, protecting the sources. You know, you've seen it a million times on film and in real life where somebody goes to jail because they won't give up the source and it's a legitimate source, but they refuse to do it. And this is the big thing with the web. You know, you've got this issue of cyberbullying, and Dale in Illinois just mentioned the fact that we came back from that domestic violence deal in New York. And one of the things they talked about heavily was cyberbullying and worrying about where the line is. That's why MTV has the thin line that they're doing, because with everything about the Internet, with the texting, knowing what's wrong for kids as they're growing up through this and where that line is and what they shouldn't do. And then, of course, all the hacking and whatnot. So the true freedom of the Internet and all the information, that hangs in the balance always anyway. And I think the Internet needs to be kept free and open. But there are a lot of people that would like to see more controls on the Internet. And all of this does give more ammunition toward that. And that's not good. It absolutely does. All right, I said I was going to talk about briefly, and I'm going to do this coming up on the flip side. One, we're going to... Kathleen Sebelius, the diva of Health and Human Services, has some thoughts on smoking. I say diva. I like Kathleen Sebelius, but anyway, she is the head of Health and Human Services. She has some thoughts on smoking. And also I'm going to tell you about what I think is one of the scariest things that I happen to see in my travels, where you could really have a breach of security at a couple of airports. We're going to do that coming up as we turn the page here on America Tonight.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I'll tell you a funny thing. The hotel that I stayed at in while I was in New York City, it's the first time this has ever happened. I didn't realize it was a non-smoking hotel. I don't smoke, but it was so strange. When I checked in, they made me sign, print a thing. They printed out a thing, and they made me sign, initial and sign, saying that I wouldn't smoke. That I wasn't going to smoke in the room, and I thought, wow, they must have big problems with this. And so then I started to kind of look around in New York, and what a huge issue that's been, smoking, and people having to go out on the street and smoke. And I did see a lot of people smoking on the streets. It wasn't so much that you couldn't get by people, but there were certainly people doing that. And I could be wrong about this, but it seems to me like more people are smoking. Maybe I am wrong, but younger people especially. I notice a lot of younger people smoking, running outside, catching smoke breaks. So anyway, That now, of course, is always the big issue, one of the big health issues, what damage and nicotine and printing bigger things on the sides of the cartons of cigarettes and on the individual packs and warnings and all that sort of stuff. So Catherine Sebelius was talking about cigarette smoking and where we're at with cigarette smoking, and is it on the rise? I mean, how do you statistically pull all that together anyway? It's pretty hard to wrap your arms around it. But when we look at life expectancy, we just saw that there was today there was something that came out about life expectancy in the U.S. falling in 2008. It's the first full year of a recession that saw those mixed effects on things, both ugly and good, and health was one of them, because the stress of the lack of money and concern over what was going to happen in the future affected that. I wonder how much smoking takes off of your life. Anyway, here's Kathleen Sebelius on smoking.
In recent years, the decline in adult and youth smoking has stalled at about 20%. The message from this report for Americans is simple. There is no safe level of exposure to tobacco smoke. If you're a smoker, the best time to quit is right now.
All right, so take those words to heart. The best time to quit is right now, which is so tough for a lot of people to do, to try to maneuver around the whole nicotine habit. As several people have told me, they honestly believe, who smoke, that one of the worst things to get addicted to is nicotine, and it's just hard to wean yourself off of it. You try patches and all kinds of different groups you can be in, but it's a pretty tough addiction to kick, probably tougher than alcoholism, and I think you could make a case there that I don't know about that. Since neither one is my thing, I only know from what I've seen from people, and I can see the alcoholic road is just as perilous, and that people have a hard time pulling out of that, too. So I would say, which is the lesser of two evils? Both of them certainly can take their toll on you. Alcohol, though, damaging that liver. So let's talk about what I saw when I was flying back from and to New York. I've flown into the Philadelphia International Airport many, many times, as my family is from that area. And I never have come the back way. So in the case of going to New York, since it was such a last-minute deal, I went through Philly because it's such a quick little jump to go from Philadelphia to New York City in a plane. I mean, literally, or in what they call those puddle jumpers or a hamburger run. So I get off the plane heading to New York, and lo and behold, we have to go down a bunch of – you're not even in the same area, but you move to a different part of the airport, and you're looking to connect to a different terminal. So there's no tram or something that takes you across. What you end up doing is you go down to a shuttle. You go down all these stairs, and you go down to a shuttle – and get on it, and then it takes you through the windy back way through the airport. You're going behind planes, and when they're refueling, and you're cutting in and out of planes, you're going by planes that are moving toward gates to get to this other side of the airport. And then you get out of there, then you're outside, and the same thing. You're lifting the stuff, and you're lifting your carry-ons and carrying them up the steps to get back into this new terminal. And I thought, wow, you got to be kidding me. For all these whole safety things that we talk about, how we have to empty everything out of our pockets, it has to be 3 ounces, it has to be in locked bags and, in hefty bags practically. It's crazy. Some of the things that we have to do. And it's different when you show up every time at some of these airports. There's new safety things that they won't let you take through or whatever. So while that's happening, they've got this exposure going on in Philadelphia on the backside, where they didn't check any ticket. They didn't look at our boarding passes to make sure we were going to the right terminal or whatever. And you know how easy it would be for somebody to slip in there and then, who knows, stab the shuttle driver, get off and blow up a plane or something? I mean, sounds silly, but it would be easy to do. It would be extremely easy for someone to do that. So I was stunned that I was stunned at how many planes we went by and the unbelievable access in that shuttle bus with nobody checking anything. You could have gotten off a plane from anywhere, gotten on there, got in the airport, who knows. Okay, so that was one thing that I thought was odd. Then at a national airport, a similar thing, but a little bit different with a different twist, they had these little tiny jitney buses. So you get off the plane, you have to go to another terminal. When you're like gates 24 to whatever, let's say, and you get on, same thing. They don't look at it. They don't look at any boarding pass you must have if you're going to cross to the other side, but you could easily fly in and have a boarding pass. So you get my drift there. No checking to see who's getting on the bus. And you're just running for your life to get down all the stairs they have. Then you get on the bus that's so crammed that nobody can fit their rolling luggage anyway, even if they have a really legitimate small size. But it wasn't about that. It was about the fact that, once again, we were maneuvering behind planes and in access where they were fueling them and taking cargo off. And I thought, wow, that's unbelievable. And then this story comes that the FAA says that they're missing information on 119,000 planes, and they're worried it could be exploited by terrorists or drug traffickers or, you know, whoever, because they don't know with this paperwork a lot of times who owns the plane or whether it's even still in the air. There's a lot of phony U.S. registration numbers, too. That's not good. How many of those could be used in drug situations? I'm going to say a lot. But how many possible terrorists could easily get a plane that way? And they've been missing paperwork for decades, the FAA is saying. Because owners had to register their planes only one time when they bought it. And even though the FAA set out notices every 3 years or so asking people to update their contact information if they needed, they couldn't punish them for not doing that. So the U.S. Registry has 16,000 planes that were sold but never updated with the names of the new owners, and more than 14,000 planes that have had their registrations revoked but may still be flying because the FAA hasn't canceled their N numbers. Oh, my. And then you have the outdated ones. To me, I'd say that's another breach that needs to be figured out. There has to be a way to do this. They've got to do away with the one-time registration certificate. And they've got to do it and make sure that people have it at least every, I'd say even 2 years. That's insane. Whew, crazy. And just to end, they're still talking now about an income tax overhaul. The White House might push income tax to lower rates and raise revenues to try to start to address the growth of the national debt. Ooh, so many issues, so little time.